Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry reports 9,070 corona infection cases and 54 deaths in past 24 hours. CP and UML Standing Committee meeting decides to file candidacy for National Assembly by-election, ensuring the party's victory. Nepali Congress urges government to take effective steps for prevention and control of corona pandemic. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung urges political parties to get united to fight against COVID-19 pandemic. And US to back intellectual property waiver and WTO for COVID vaccines. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 9,070 new coronavirus infection cases in the past 24 hours. This is the record-breaking daily rise in corona cases in Nepal since the pandemic began. Similarly, the ministry has reported 54 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,529. In the past 24 hours, 2,707 people recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 72,500. The standing committee meeting of the CP and UML held at Baluwatar today has decided to file candidacy for the National Assembly by-election in Bagmati province set for the 20th of May, ensuring the party's victory. Party spokesperson and Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said at the standing committee meeting chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli decided to file candidacy after holding discussions with the voters and political parties. He further said the matter of a special session of the House called for 10th May was also discussed and the party has decided to have further discussions with other parties regarding the confidence motion to be presented in the House. He also said the meeting seriously discussed about the decision of Madhav Kumar-led faction deciding to file different candidate in the by-election of the National Assembly in alliance with other political parties. The Nepali Congress has demanded the government should take effective steps to prevent and control the COVID-19 pandemic that is ravaging the country lately. Issuing a statement today, Organization Department Chief of the Nepali Congress, Gopal Man Shrestha, asks the government to set up health desks at every checkpoint along Nepal-India border. He also asks the government to set up isolation centers and manage the infected people at the border checkpoint itself. In the statement, the party has also asked the government to turn the big hospitals into COVID hospitals and manage non-COVID illness treatment from small hospitals. The party has also asked to ensure insurance and risk allowances to the frontline health professionals. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung has urged all political parties to get united against COVID-19 pandemic. Discussing with the representatives of the private media houses at the ministry today, Minister Gurung said, at this hour, all should get united and help the government constructively to fight the COVID-19 pandemic rather than criticizing the government. He also urged the media houses to broadcast or publish informative content rather than rumors. Deputy Prime Minister Isur Pokhrel has said the private hospitals charging higher to the coronavirus-infected patients will face action. Talking to media persons at his office in Singhadarbar today, Deputy Prime Minister said private hospitals should provide treatment to the patients at the government-determined cost, though charging higher are subject to action. The District Administration Office, Kathmandu, has also warned action following complaints on the Act of Health Facilities arbitrarily charging patients with exorbitant prices. The government has urged all the industries to return the oxygen cylinders to the hospital, warning them of actions for flouting the government directive for the same. Issuing a notice today, Joint Spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has urged all the industries to submit the oxygen cylinders to hospitals to save their lives. The notice has also said, despite government directives, some industries are still housing oxygen cylinders, and now if such hoarding of oxygen cylinders either filled or empty, or found, action would be taken as per the existing laws. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Former Minister Moti Prasad Pahari died of COVID-19 infection while undergoing treatment at Veri Hospital this morning. Veri Hospital Chief Dr. Prakash Thapa confirmed the death of former Minister Pahari. A resident of Nepalgan Submetropolis 10 in Baki District, Pahari was admitted to Veri Hospital last Wednesday after the oxygen level in his body dropped. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party has expressed deep grief over the demise of former Minister Pahari. The government has said it is committed to procuring more medical supplies from abroad to control COVID-19. Issuing a statement today, spokesperson at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Kiran Raj Acharya said consistent efforts were on to bring in necessary medicines, safety gears and medical equipment through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The statement further states that government is procuring the vaccines from Bangladesh through IFC and Nepal Bangladesh Bank and the process of procuring 5,000 doses of remdesivir has been forwarded. Revered singer Prem Dhoz Pradhan has passed away today at the age of 84. He had been undergoing treatment at Kathmandu Neuro and General Hospital at Sundhara. He was admitted to the hospital a few days ago after witnessing some chest complications. He is reported to have died of cardiac arrest. Revered singer Pradhan has left more than 1,000 timeless songs. After having his voice test in 2009 Bikram Sambat at Radio Nepal, he was awarded to sing songs with world-renowned Indian singers Usha Mangeshkar in Maithigar and Asa Bhosle in many other occasions. Late Pradhan was born in 1994 Bikram Sambat in Chautara of Sindhu Palsuk. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The United States has thrown its support behind a move at the World Trade Organization to temporarily lift patent protection for coronavirus vaccine. India and South Africa proposed a plan which they said would increase vaccine production around the world, but drugs manufacturers argue it may not have the desired effect. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said the U.S. would now embark on negotiations at the WTO to try to secure the waiver, but warned this would take time. 100 of the WTO's 164 states are said to be in favor, and a panel on intellectual property is expected to discuss the issues next month. Hopes that India's deadly second wave of COVID-19 was about to peak were swept away on Thursday as it posted record daily infections and death. India reported a record 412,000 new COVID-19 cases in past 24 hours and a record 3,980 deaths. COVID-19 infection in India have now surged past 21 million, with a total death toll surpassing 230,000. Meanwhile, medical experts have said India's actual figures of death and infections due to COVID-19 be 5 to 10 times the official tallies. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning, gusty winds or hail is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 9,070 corona infection cases and 54 deaths in past 24 hours. CPN UML Standing Committee meeting decides to file candidacy for National Assembly by-election, ensuring party's victory. Nepali Congress urges government to take effective steps for prevention and control of COVID pandemic. Communication and Information Technology Minister Parvat Gurung urges political parties to get united to fight against COVID-19 pandemic. And United States to back intellectual property waiver at WTO for COVID vaccines. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.